This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask Allah عز وجل, teach us what benefit us from what He taught us and increase us in knowledge. آمين يا رب العالمين. My dear beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us all from any harm. So alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, in our previous episode, we mentioned the symptoms. How do I know that my iman is weak? How do I know that my iman is weak? And today insha'Allah ta'ala, we will mention some of the reasons, some of the causes of weak iman, and absolutely the main goal of this episode is to mention the cure, of the weakness of iman. So as we all know, in our aqidah, as the people, the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we all know that our iman goes up and down. The iman goes up and down. It goes up with more acts of worship, and it goes down with more sins. So what are the causes of weakness of iman? Reasons. Number one, ignorance of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not knowing, not understanding the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll give you an example. One of the attributes of Allah is Ar-Razzaq. He is the one who provides. When I do not know, when I do not understand what does Ar-Razzaq mean, and when I do not know that my rizq, my provision has been already decreed to me when I was 4 months in my mother's womb, I go and I seek my provision from haram means. And because of my ignorance of the name of the Razzaq, I am seeking the income through haram means. If I understand what does Razzaq mean, I know that my rizq has been already decreed. It all depends on me how to earn it. But the rizq will not change, subhanallah. Similarly, not knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-basir, not knowing what does the al-basir mean, the all-seeing, it will make me think that if I look at haram, if I watch haram, if I do any kind of acts of disobedience, any kind of sins, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not watching me. And that will cause, of course, the weakness of faith. So number one, being ignorant about the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the iman so weak. Second, obviously committing a lot of sins. The more sins we commit, the more stains are on the heart. Rasulullah ﷺ told us that the heart, every time you commit a sin, a black spot goes on the heart. And the iman is from the heart, right? The iman is in the heart. So the more I commit sins, the darker this heart is, the harder it is for this heart to accept the guidance, and that would lead to the weakness of iman. Third, failing to do acts of worship, failing to pray on time, or failing to pray at all. Some people do not even pray, and they wonder why their iman is weak. They do not pray, they do not have any relationship with the Quran, they do not fast, they do not give any kind of charity. The further I am from committing or my duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the weaker is my faith. Fourth, distancing ourselves from the masajid, from the halaqas of ilm, from the circles of studies, studying the Quran, studying our deen. the more I stay away from this kind of environment, the weaker is my iman. When I go and I listen to a lecture, when I listen to a khutbah, I might hear something that will increase my iman. Because all these lectures, all these talks, they are like a fuel. They boost my iman. Iman boosters, subhanAllah. So when I'm away from them, obviously, the iman is weaker. Fifth, excessive eating and drinking and sleeping and staying up at night. All these lead to the weakness of iman. Excessive laughter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that كثرت الضحك تميت القلب. Excessive laughter is good, moderately. But when we make all our life is mockery and laughing and joking, that will kill the heart. And when the heart is dead, it lead to the weakness of iman. And finally, one of the main reasons for weakness of iman is the love, the addiction to dunya. All the concerns is dunya, dunya, dunya. There's nothing except dunya in the person's heart. When the dunya occupies the heart, the iman gets out of the heart, subhanAllah. So these are some of the reasons that would lead the person to have weakness of faith. Let's get to the most important part. How can I feel? Ya Sheikh, I heard the symptoms, and I feel like from the symptoms you mentioned, I am weak in my faith. I want to increase my iman. What should I do? InshaAllah ta'ala, we will mention 7 ways to increase our iman. First and foremost, reading and pondering upon the Quran. Not only just reading with tadabbur, with pondering and contemplating upon the ayat of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah At-Tawbah, وَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتْهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا. When a surah is revealed, the Sahaba ask each other, who among you this surah increased him in iman? So that means when we read the surahs, when we understand the surahs, when we apply those ayat that are revealed, it will increase our iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ. This book, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have revealed it to you and we have made it full of barakah. Full of barakah. What should we do with it, Ya Allah? لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ. So they can ponder upon the ayat. The listening, the reading, the memorizing, these are all tools to get to the goal why the Quran was revealed, and that is the pondering upon the Quran. Let's ponder upon one ayah, just one ayah, subhanAllah. Surah Al-An'am, ayah number 59. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the closest meaning, and with him are the keys of the ghaib, of the unseen. With Allah belongs the keys of the unseen. None knows them but Him, subhanAllah. No one knows the unseen except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He knows whatever there is on the earth or in the sea. Not a leaf falls, but He knows it. Allahu Akbar. There's not a grain in the darkness of the earth, nor anything fresh or dry, but is written in a clear record. Not a leaf. Like you see, when I ponder upon this ayah, that Allah knows the unseen. That means when I'm making dua, I am asking the one who knows what's going to happen. That gives me so much comfort that he will give me if it's good for me, because he knows what's happening next year, next 100 years, next morning. Allah knows the unseen. And he's the only one who knows the unseen. And not only that, when I feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge knows about every leaf when it falls, I feel so much humbleness and so much honor that Allah gave me the permission and made me from the people who worship Him and worship Him alone. So number one, pondering. my brother, my sister, let's really take these episodes very serious. I really want to increase my iman. Let's take khalas. I, from now on, I'm going to make a schedule for myself. I will dedicate 10 minutes a day, half an hour a day, whatever you can handle, 2 pages a day, 2 ayahs to ponder upon. But to leave the whole day without touching the Quran, without pondering upon the Quran, that's a major, major reason for the weakness of faith. And to read the Quran with iman and to dedicate, I'm not going to sleep tonight until I read that part that I promised myself I'm going to read. I'm not going to sleep tonight until I understand one ayah. One ayah, subhanallah. So please put that on your schedule so we can feel that we are benefiting from this episode. Number one, reading and pondering upon the Quran. Number two, wallahi, this is number two is the one that really personally changed my life. When I become consistent in my salat, consistency in the salat, being so concerned always that every salat has to be on time, and to try during the salat to have as much khushu' as possible, to concentrate as much as I can, to read slowly, to ponder upon the Fatiha, to praise Allah with humility. Subhan Rabbi al-Azim. Concentrating and being consistent on my salat will definitely increase my faith. I start looking forward for the next salat. So the next cure is to be consistent on the salat. Third, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brother, my sister, if you're feeling weakness of faith, make a schedule. Tell yourself now, that's it. Every single day, dedicate 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, whatever you can handle. I am going to sit down and remember Allah. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu, la sharika lah. Lahul mulk, wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Any form of dhikr, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase the iman. It is the cure for the weakness of iman. Why? Because the remembrance of Allah will bring the heart to rest and be at peace, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ala bi dhikri llahi tatma'innu alqulub. Verily, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hearts find rest. And when the heart is resting, the iman will increase, because the iman, the source of iman is from the heart. Number four, performing a variety of good deeds. I'm walking to the masjid, right? And I'm remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I get to the masjid, I say salam to my brothers, I pray in jama'ah. After I finish, I sit down, I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After we finish, we ask each other, let's go visit so-and-so because he's sick. Let's go and help a brother so-and-so, he is moving. You know, all the time, subhanallah, from one ibadah to another ibadah. When I go to work, I change my intention. I make my intention, I am going to work. During work, I am going to lower my gaze. I am going to be there on time. I'm going to give everything that I promised my employee to give. All that time during work, during the job, will become an ibadah. I am working to provide for my family because I am responsible for them. All that time will become an ibadah. From one ibadah to another, performing a lot of good deeds, that will increase the iman in the heart. By increasing the good deeds and the obedience, one nears himself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and purifies himself. And then they are less likely to fall into the desires and the worldly pleasures, which take them or decrease the iman. Number five, remembering death and fear of a bad end. Remembering death and fear of an evil end. If I constantly remember death, subhanallah, that means I will be encouraging myself to do a lot of ibadat. And the more ibadat I do, the higher is my iman. I might die any second. This could be my last episode. This could be the last thing that you are watching. today's Dhuhr we prayed could have been my last Salat. I have to remember that the angel of death is just waiting for the order from Allah to take my soul. So when I constantly remember death, and I always fear, I don't want to die on a bad amal, because Rasulullah ﷺ said, "Al-amal bil khawatim," actions are judged by the way they end. So I don't want to end in a bad end that will destroy my akhirah. So that will increase my iman, and it will increase my the possibility of doing good deeds. Subhanallah. So remembrance of death, Rasulullah ﷺ said, remember often the destroyer of pleasure. أكثروا من ذكر هذه من لذات. Remember a lot the destroyer of pleasures, subhanallah. So the more we remember death, that will increase us to do more before the time is up. Number six, my brothers and sisters, to increase our iman, surround yourself with righteous people. Wallahi, this makes a huge difference. Huge difference. Surround yourself by brothers that will always advise you to, let's go to the masjid, let's hear this, let's do that, what you're doing is wrong, why you're not praying. My sister, surround yourself by sisters who remind you of Allah. When they see you do wrong, they remind you immediately to stop. And when they see you doing something good, they take your hand and they assist you and they go with you and they encourage you and they praise you. Subhanallah. Al-mar'u ala deeni khalilih. The person is on the deen of his best friend. So see who are your friends. They are the ones, subhanallah, it depends. Every person's iman depends on who he surrounds himself with, who she surrounds herself with. The friends have a major influence on our iman, our amal, our ibadat. So surround yourself and make sure your family, your children are surrounded by righteous company. That will increase their iman. Finally, number seven, my brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith sahih, verily the faith of one of you will wear out within him just as a shirt becomes worn out. So ask Allah to renew the faith in your hearts. Ask Allah to renew the faith in your hearts. So the last point, ask Allah. Make dua, Ya Allah, Allahumma jaddid al-iman fi qalbi. Ya Allah, revive the iman in my heart. Ya Allah, I'm going through hardships. Ya Allah, my iman is getting weaker. Ya Allah, I beg you, please, Ya Allah, increase my iman. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal, the owner of the hearts, to increase the iman in our hearts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He sees you, my brother, my sister, that are sincere, He will increase your iman. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal, with the best of His names, to increase all our iman, to increase us all in iman, and to bring us closer to Him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last a'mal, our last deeds, our best deeds, and our last words, La ilaha illallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase them and give them the best of the dunya and the best of the akhirah. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashadan la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu alayk.
كتاب أنزل إليك فلا يكن في صدرك حرج منه لتنذر به وذكرى للمؤمنين.